This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
That is mentioned. So is these kind of scenarios clear? طيب. And now this is a very, very important matter. This matter is very, very important. طيب. We mentioned previously what? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything. صح. From the four matters pertaining to Qadr is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything. He created your action. So under Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's statement, Allahu khaliqu kulli shay, goes what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything. What goes under it? The good of it and also the evil of it. Bil qadr khayrihi wa sharrih. How do we put this together? These ayat that talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala having created everything, the good and the evil of it. And the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالشَّرُّ لَيْسَ إِلَيْكَ. The evil doesn't go back to you. وَالشَّرُّ لَيْسَ إِلَيْكَ. It's an ihtirab, it's a confusion. That person, he might become confused about this matter because the zahir of it, the apparent of it, shows what? Contradiction. That the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything, the good of it and also the evil of it, that's one ayah. And now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, وَالشَّرُّ لَيْسَ إِلَيْكَ. The evil doesn't go back to you. So it's a bit of a confusion, dilemma. It looks like that the nusus are contradicting each other. But no one thing, ikhwani, the nusus, the Qur'an and the sunnah, they never ever contradict. It's only a deficiency in our minds, in our intellects, that's not able to put the matters together. But the nusus, they never ever contradict each other. They always go in accordance to some extent. So how do we explain this? How do we explain the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالشَّرُّ لَيْسَ إِلَيْكَ. And now listen up to what Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala has to say. And if a person was to understand this, a lot of occurrences that happen in your life, from the masaib, the afflictions, the harms that reach you, you would be able to deal with it and have a correct understanding towards it. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions what? Regarding the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is from the dua al-istiftah, the dua that we read when we enter into the prayer, وَالْخَيْرُ بِيَدَيْكَ وَالشَّرُّ لَيْسَ إِلَيْكَ فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَخْلُقُ شَرًّا مَحْضًا. There is nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates that is pure evil. That's the first thing. There is nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates that is pure cut evil. So the evils that are taking place around us, from the killing of the children and the killing of the women, and a woman losing three children in a car crash, or a woman having a miscarriage, nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created is pure cut evil. بَلْ كُلُّ مَا يَخْلُقُهُ فِي حِكْمَةٍ. Every single thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates, you have what? The hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's by the wisdom of Allah azza wa jal. فَفِي حِكْمَةٍ هُوَ بِاعْتِبَارِهَا خَيْرٌ وَلَكِنْ قَدْ يَكُونُ فِيهِ شَيْءٌ لِبَعْضِ النَّاسِ قَدْ يَكُونُ فِيهِ شَرٌ لِبَعْضِ النَّاسِ. Even though that it might look to some people, it might look to some people it being sharp, it being evil, it has its fair portion of what? Khair. So when an evil takes place, even though from the apparent it looks to us, the human being, that this is something that is evil, but it has the khair in it. But the khair, we might not know about it. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? So this matter, we have to put it in accordance to an important ayah. And it is an asr fi hadha al-bab. It is a important foundation, in this matter. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. And perhaps you dislike something, but it's good for you. And perhaps, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. And perhaps you really like and love something, but it is not good for you. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows and you don't know. وَهُوَ شَرٌ جُزْئِي. It is subjective evil, it is subjective. فَأَمَّا شَرٌ كُلِّي أَوْ شَرٌ مُطْلَقٌ فَالرَّبُّ مُنَزَّهٌ عَنْهُمْ. As for the complete evil, the evil in totality, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exalted from this. فَهَذَا هُوَ الشَّرُّ الَّذِي لَيْسَ إِلَيْهِ. And this is a type of evil that we can't refer it back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we only say, as Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala then says, وَإِنَّمَا يُضَافُ إِلَى اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى بَعْضِيًا. So you only ascribe it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala partly and not in its totality. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in Surah Al-Nasr? مِن شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ. Either you ascribe it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala partly, or you say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything. But you don't say this evil is from Allah Azza wa Jal. Is that more clear? You don't ascribe the evil in totality to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, you either say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all of it, the good and the evil of it, or you ascribe it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala partly, like Allah Azza wa Jal, min shari, from the evil that you created. From the evil that you created, or you keep it generally, inshallah. So is that clear, Ikhwan? So inshallah ta'ala ilaykum hadhi al-amthila. These kind of examples now will make this passage or this information that we just learned much more clear. Three kids died now in a car crash. Three kids have passed away. The only one that remains is the mother. From the apparent of it is what? Evil. From the apparent of this is what? Evil. Three kids that are bari, free from any sin. They haven't even hit the age of puberty. They die in a car crash. And the only one that lives is what? The mother. To us it looks what? Evil. How can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do this? How can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow these kids to die in a car crash? And the only one that lives is the mother. Little do we know what? That these kids, had they grown up, they would have taken the mother to where? The Jahannam. They would have been ungrateful to her. They would have busied her from what? The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what? إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ أَوْلَادُكُمْ fitna. Your kids and your wealth are a fitna. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And we don't know that if these kids had lived, what they would have done to their parents. And look at this other hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us what? مَا مِنْ كُنَّ إِمْرَأَةٌ تُقَدِّمُ ثَلَاثًا مِنْ وَلَدِهَا إِلَّا كَانَ لَا حِجَابًا مِنَ النَّارِ. Never does a woman have three kids, and these three kids, they pass away, except that this is now a hijab from the nar. It is a screen. It protects her from the fire. So if a mother now has three kids and they die, or she has three miscarriages, it is now a screen, a protection from the fire. Little did we know that maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in store for her Jannah due to her patience, that she has brought three kids. So this hadith what? Explains this scenario. That sometimes when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might do something and from the apparent it looks evil to us, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has something else in store for you. And this is also the story of Khidr. When he killed that boy, what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Al-ghulam alladhi qatalahu Khidr tubi'a kafiran. the ghulam, the boy that Khidr killed, huh? He was sealed to be from the kuffar. وَلَوْ عَاشَ لَأَرْهَقَ أَبُوَيْهِ تُغْيَانُ كُفْرًا. Had he lived, he would have brought disbelief and also ungratitude to his parents. And his parents were what? Believers. وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامُ فَكَانَ أَبُوَاهُ مُؤْمِنَيْنِ فَقَشِينَا. And we were scared. We feared that he would now bring ungratefulness and disbelief to his parents. So do you understand now the hikmah? Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at it from? And how our minds are maqsoor, are deficient. And sometimes we don't see the hikmah. Because our intellects can only think to a certain extent. Even the shaytan. Can we say the presence of shaytan is purely evil? Yes, shaytan is the iblis. The biggest kafir. The biggest arrogant. Nobody had more arrogance than him. Can we say now the presence of the shaytan is purely evil? What happens now when the shaytan whispers in a person's mind? He does ma'asi, he sins, he goes and does what? Maybe zina, he steals and he does this. But when this now, this individual who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what came out of it? Khayr. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those that make tawbah to Him. So this is a statement of Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَخْلُقُ شَرًّا مَحْضًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't create anything that is purely evil. Even the presence of shaitan is khair in it. Because sometimes we sin due to his whispers and we make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, brothers, this is just a personal story, Khani, huh? That happened to me. Back in London, when I used to live in London, I used to live in a place called Camden. And in that time, that place, jeel ba'da jeel ba'da jeel. Jeel ba'da jeel ba'da jeel. Generation after generation after generation, there was gangs. Somali brothers, Arab brothers, huh? They're committing fawda, chaos, day and night. The parents had enough. This has been going on maybe for over 40 years. The generation comes, the youngest come after that. And the youngest, they have youngest. And the youngest have youngest, four generations. It was as if the parents, they were losing hope altogether. What happens? A very close friend of mine gets shot. To all of us, this looks what? Evil, sharp. We see it to be what? Something that is evil. Maybe if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be sitting here today. And a lot of the brothers that left the streets that day, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing today. So as soon as he got shot, everybody what? Got off the streets. All the gangs, all these generations, they started using their brain a bit. It started making me think, do I want to end up like this? People went to Egypt, people went to Saudi, people went to Yemen to go study their religion. So the whole point is what? From the apparent, it looked to us to be something that is evil. But then, it was the reason why many people, they left the streets and they changed their lives for the good. A friend of mine, he was recently in a car crash. He never used to pray. As soon as he got into the car crash, he started remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did he start doing after the car crash? He started praying. He started what? Being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that evil that took place, it made him remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and khair came out of it. And sometimes maybe even the miscarriage, the divorce that takes place between the man and the wife, na'am? Sometimes they can't understand each other. They've got so much problems. They've got so much issues between them. When the divorce takes place, the husband begins to think, the wife begins to think. And if they ever get married again, they will try and abstain from the things that the ex-spouse used to hate them for. And it helps them have a better relationship with the new person that they found. So all of these are just examples that help us understand this. So now when Stephen Fry, this atheist, who is very, very dangerous with Shubahat, his doubts, he has maybe over 10 million views on some of his videos. If you go onto YouTube, I'm not telling you to go on because I don't want you to get the Shubahat. You find that he has so many views and he's misleading so many Muslims. Brothers, even Somali brothers, who lived with us in Leicester. One of the mashayikh was telling me, he's sitting with one of them, he's debating with one of them. This guy saying to him, if your Lord is really Arham al-Rahimeen, he is the most merciful one, then why on earth is your Lord not doing anything about all these kids dying, this war taking place over there in Syria, and this war taking place in Libya, and this war taking place in Egypt? Why is your Lord not doing anything? So they try to use analogy. When there's a person being stabbed in the road, what happens? The people, they say, what do? They go and try and stop it. The guy that's being beaten up, you find people start rushing towards this individual. And they get him off this person. They try to stop the fighting that's taking place. So if there was really a Lord, the human being would normally stop this. Why is the Lord allowing this to take place? And this takes us back again to the ayah. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Perhaps you dislike something and it is good for you, and perhaps you like something, it is bad for you. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows and you don't know. How many times do we see this guy, he wants to get married to that girl. He's trying. And it doesn't work out. Why? Because the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe if he got married to her, there would have been problems. Maybe they wouldn't have understood each other. And then later he finds out, oh, that girl, she had this characteristic, she had this, she did that. So he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam? Is that clear, ikhwan? So is the masail al-qadr more clear? And some of the shubahat of the atheists, do you understand now the angle that one can come from to maybe disconnect any of these shubahat that these people are bringing? If someone, ikhwan, doesn't understand, please ask the question. Na'am Mujahid, rahimahullah ta'ala, who was from the students of Ibn Abbas, he said two people they don't learn. لا يتعلم العلم مستحي ولا مستكبر. The shy one and also the arrogant one. The shy one what? He's shy to ask, he's scared. The arrogant one, he thinks that he's on cloud nine, that he knows everything. He doesn't need to know anything else. So he will never ever ask. And brothers, ikhwan, I'll just quickly give an advice in regard to this important matter about seeking knowledge. And we need this time and time again, wallahi. When we seek knowledge and we put all this effort in, it is not easy. Shaykh Muqbil rahimahullah ta'ala, he used to say that if I had the ability to take the knowledge and pour it in your mouth like water, I would have done it, if it was that simple. But knowledge doesn't happen except with what? The scratching of the knees, meaning you sitting down and your knees being scratched, and you going through hardship. And once a person now becomes involved in knowledge, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him that tawfiq. Look how people, they chase the pleasure of people. All they care about is what? Being seen as people to be great, to be high. That's how the people, they see it. And this is what the people, they mainly chase after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, there will be certain people, due to their accordance and how they stuck onto the knowledge and the Quran. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَضَعُ بِهَا آخَرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise the people due to their accordance to the Quran, and other people will be humiliated. The elevation that we're looking for in this dunya, the Prophet sallallahu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to you, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises those who believe in Allah azza wa jal, who have iman, and then who have knowledge. Why do we always hear about Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Ahmed? Why do we always hear these names? Is it because they chased after money and they became the biggest billionaires and the millionaires? Wallahi, some of these books that we have here, wallahi, ma tayassarat li Imam al-Bukhari or Imam Ahmed. Some of these books that we have, Imam Ahmed, Imam Bukhari, they never had it. All they cared about was knowledge after knowledge after knowledge. They're asking Imam Ahmed,